Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 5th, Wednesday, 2020, Day 36. Today's topic, who are those God gives victory to? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 20, verses 1 to 9, Exodus chapter 21, verse 22 to chapter 23, verse 13. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 28. Proverbs 7, verses 6 to 23. Today's main passage from Psalm 20, verses 6 to 9. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to His anointed. He answers him from His heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of His right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the King. Answer us when we call. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, who are those God gives victory to? Well, today's Psalm 20 verse 6 gives us the answer. The Lord gives victory to His anointed. The meaning of Messiah is the anointed one. Isaiah 61 verse 1 tells us that when the Messiah comes, then this will happen. The Spirit of the Sovereignty Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. According to Luke chapter 4 verses 14 to 21, it is being confirmed that Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 is pointing to Jesus as the Messiah. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about Him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised Him. He went to Nazareth, where He had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day He went into the synagogue, as was His custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to Him. Unscrewing it, He found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogues were fastened on Him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Do you understand now who are those God gives victory to? God. Gives victory to those who follow Jesus as Lord and King, who are being filled with the Holy Spirit and have the anointing to live out Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. God will give you victory if you can follow Jesus' model in Luke chapter 4 verses 1 to 14. Number 1, the baptism of Jesus represents a life of holiness and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Number 2, victory against Satan's three temptations: money, power, and desire. 3, full of anointing and be able to exercise the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to follow your model, and that for you to give us victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, how can you follow Jesus' model to lead a victorious life? Number 2, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.